A third day in the Supreme Court for President Obama's health care reform bill, and one last chance for the states to make their case that this bill is one step too far. It's Wednesday, March 28th, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Celeste Headlee here in New York City, and John is joining us from our partner station WGBH in Boston. Good morning, John.
From Studio 3, good morning, everyone. Good morning, Celeste.
Well, all this hour, we're going to be answering your questions about the Affordable Care Act and about the arguments going on in the Supreme Court. If you have any, you can call us at 8778-MY-TAKE. It's what many of you are talking about.
I do not comprehend why the nation is against the Obamacare. It's nothing about freedom. It's about living a healthy life.
Give us your thoughts at 8778-MY-TAKE. In the meantime, though, let's check in on our headlines.
And we begin with the Supreme Court. Can President Obama's health care overhaul legislation survive without his controversial individual mandate requirement? That's the question before the Supreme Court today, the conclusion of 3 days of arguments before the court. Justices will grapple with the idea of tossing the mandate while keeping other parts of the law. On Tuesday, Justice Antonin Scalia took issue with requiring Americans to buy a product like insurance.
You're not regulating health care. You're regulating insurance. It's the insurance market that you're addressing, and you're saying that some people who are not in it must be in it. And that's different from regulating in any manner commerce that already exists out there.
However, Justice Elena Kagan said purchasing insurance by all is a benefit for all Americans.
We don't get insurance so that we can stare at our insurance certificate. We get it so that we can go and access health care.
Arguments are divided into a morning and an afternoon session today.
Some scary moments aboard a JetBlue flight from New York to Las Vegas when the pilot went on a rant and had to be restrained by passengers. The captain apparently went into a tirade, forcing the co-pilot to lock him out of the cockpit. One passenger wrestled the pilot to the ground.
He started to curse at me and, you know, trying to tell me, hey, you better pray, Iraq and Iran, and I took him on a chokehold. I wasn't letting go of this guy until we landed the plane. I was still on top of this guy until we landed the plane.
That was the pilot, Celeste?
Yeah, the one that he had the chokehold on, that is correct.
Oh, my God. I don't know about you. I'm taking the train back from Boston.
No. That was an exceptional situation. And JetBlue, well, yeah. From Boston. But JetBlue says it was a medical situation. The plane made an emergency landing in Texas.
Oh, I'm glad to hear about that. Newt Gingrich reshuffling his most senior campaign staff in an effort to rein in his debt. The former House Speaker has laid off a third of his staff, including his campaign manager. His campaign reportedly is more than $1.5 million in debt.
Pakistani military officials will hold their first set of meetings with American commanders since an accidental drone strike that killed 24 Pakistani soldiers last year. Pakistan retaliated for that strike by kicking the U.S. off a base used by American drones and closing its borders to supplies meant for NATO troops in Afghanistan.
Sports news. Former LA Laker, Magic Johnson is among a group buying the bankrupt Los Angeles Dodgers for a record $2 billion. The deal still has to be approved by a bankruptcy court. And speaking of baseball, the Major League season now officially underway. Seattle and Oakland started the season earlier this morning in Tokyo. Seattle leads 1-0 in the top of the fourth.
Checking the markets, Asian and European markets are down. Futures are up, though. The Dow will start at 13,197, the S&P at 1,412. The NASDAQ will open at 3,120. I'm sure you know the Supreme Court is on its third day of hearings over the Affordable Care Act, and we're getting your comments. Philomena called in from the New York suburbs. She takes issue with the argument that not everyone needs health care because not everyone uses it.
My parents basically never went to doctors. They died in their 80s. But my mother did give birth to 5 children. That obviously is a health care issue. And my father was hit by a train and lost his leg, another health care issue. Other than that, they basically never went to the doctors. But do we base our health care decisions for the country on that small percentage? I think that would not be a wise choice.
Give us your health care stories, your thoughts at 8778-MYTIC. You can post them to thetakeaway.org. We're going to speak to the Attorney General of Florida in just a moment, the lead plaintiff in 2 of the cases against the Affordable Care Act.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.